Now, if you're going out to call the chickens, how would you do that?
Bitty, 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 bitty.
Yeah.
Witty, 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 witty. That's what you call.
See, you like them the best.
I like cows.
I always wanted me a cow, but I don't think I'd get one. You know, when I was a child, we lived in town, but we just had a little house, you know, a little yard and everything. And my daddy always, he didn't think I was serious, and he cut the grass, and we didn't have the kind of grass cutter, you know, we do now. We had this old pushing kind.
Mm-hmm.
I had me a little house, and I was saving all the grass clippings. I saved a whole little old shed full of those grass clippings because I thought he was going to get me a cow.
Get you a cow.
I'll never forget that. And then he got to feeling bad about it, see, because he didn't realize I was serious.
Let's see.
I was dead serious, and I thought I was going to get me a cow.
Yeah, that's right.
He said he never was going to tell me anything like that again.
No, I'm telling you.
Now, let's see. They want to know, what do you know of any kind of term to call when you have a bull castrated or something, you know, or, you know, the bull calves, that when you have them castrated, have them altered, do you say altered or changed or...
You have them older?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have them older.
Now, if a calf is yelling for his mama and everything, what would you say he's doing? He was what?
Yelling for his mama.
Would you ever say he's bawling or?
Mooing for his mama.
Now, when a cow, you know, like she's, you took a calf away from her and she is crying about it, what would you say? She's lowing or?
Lowing for it.
Oh, that makes me so sad. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I'm bailing for that cave. What's the bailing for the cave?
Yeah. And that makes you feel so bad.
Sure do.
Oh, let's see now. Oh, yeah, what kind of place would you put the chickens? You know, like a small place to confine them. Would you call a chicken what?
A chicken house.
Yeah. Oh, what do you ever say? Chicken coop or?
Chicken coop and a bitty burrito.
Yeah. Because they just, okay, now let's see. What do you, when the horse is going to get some new shoes, you put them on his what?
On his foot. You're going to say you're going to shoe the horse.
Yeah, and now what do you call this part of the horse, his foot? You call him the hoof? Or?
The hoof. You're going to shoe his hoof.
Uh-huh. Okay, now let's see. Say, for instance, if you're going to ride on a, you know, just riding horseback, and you put your foot in that thing to hop up on him, what do you call that thing you put your foot in?
The stud.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, we're doing pretty good because we've already gotten through a lot of this. Oh yeah, suppose you're fixing to go fishing and you want to push your boat into the water to go fishing. What would you say you're doing?
Paddling the boat.
Yeah, and if you, when you first put it in the water, you're just gonna put it in the water, or shove it in the water, or launch it, or
shove it off in the water.
Yeah, shove it off. That's right. That's right. Okay, now suppose your kids went swimming and everything, and they wanted to start off, you know, on the side of the bank. Say, all right, Mama, watch me. And they say, and they just stand like this, and then they're going to jump in head first. What'd you say they did?
Jumped in.
Yeah, now, if they go in head first like this, what would that be?
Say they went head forward.
Yeah. Now, if you dive in the water, you say, that fellow, look at him. He went over yonder and he...
Dived off in there.
Yeah, that's right. Dived off in there. Okay, now what's the different kind of boats, like the kind, you know, the fishing boat would be a flat bottom, probably, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then what about the kind like an engine would have? What kind would you call that?
The engine.
I don't know, what do you call it, a canoe?
Canoe.
And what about, let me see. No, that's about the only kind I can think of. Okay, suppose somebody didn't know how to swim and they fell in the water. You say, oh, Lord, he's going to
get drowned.
Yeah. And suppose to say, well, so-and-so's brother was, that happened to him. He was, last year, he was what? Say that same thing.
Last year, he got drowned.
Yeah, that's, I've always been scared of that.
Me too.